This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. O gracious light, pure brightness of the everlasting Father in heaven, may your light be a dayspring to the dimness of us. Amen. John begins his gospel by telling us that Jesus, the Word, was there in the beginning. As we read in the King James Version, "The light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not." The light doesn't take away the darkness. Darkness continues to exist, but the light now inhabits the darkness. If we want to find the light, we don't need to waste time looking in the light. If we want to find light, we need to go into the darkness. The promise of stepping into the threatening darkness is that it is there that the light that is the Word that is God lurks, hides, abides, waits. From the earliest days, preparation for this season began with the feast of Saint Martin, who in the darkness of his dreams at night saw a light, a vision, that the freezing beggar to whom he had given his cloak was Jesus himself. It is in the darkness that he saw the light in his dream, and he awoke. We are called, therefore, to awake, for our light has come. Wise people have known this significant truth from the beginning of time. The pre-Christian Celts reveled in the winter solstice celebration, and the pagan festival at this time of year of a woman bringing light has transformed for us into the celebration of Saint Lucy, Santa Lucia, who brings to her family the light and images the return of light into our lives. The winter solstice marks the time when things are darkest, when the days are the shortest, and tells us that there's a glimmer of hope, and the light begins to emerge once again, and the days will get longer, and the light will inhabit the darkness, and the darkness will not comprehend it. Christmas reminds us that light is coming into our world in a physical sense as well as a spiritual one. It is in the darkest part of the night that we are most prone to see the light of God. The darkness does not comprehend the light. But it is in the darkness where the light comes upon us and we see, we comprehend. When the world needed him most, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. It is also true in our lives. When we need the light of God the most is when we are most likely to see that light. If you go to the beach in the pre-dawn, early morning hours, the same is true. There is a colorlessness of the pre-dawn watch that tempts us to turn our gaze elsewhere, to busy ourselves with activities that attempt to fill up the darkness with something. All of us know what it is to walk in darkness at some time in our lives. Darkness comes in many forms. Loneliness, pain, grief, confusion, heartache. All these emotions seem to be intensified at Christmas. But the message of the season is not to look away, but to know that light comes into the darkness. So awake. Your light has come. Isaiah foretold it, as we heard in the first reading. Those people were considered the dregs of society, living in darkness, on the outlying part of the ancient kingdom. And he promised that the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They were represented as walking in darkness because they were far from the capital, far from the temple. They had few privileges. They were intermingled with the pagan, comparatively rude, uncultivated in their manners. Scripture tells us, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Search and look, for out of Galilee arises no prophet. Those considered to be the rejects of society, the scum of the earth. Light itself would come forth out of their darkness. Zechariah didn't believe it at first, but he understood it, he comprehended it after his son John was born. And his speech was returned to him, and he proclaimed, "The dawn from on high shall break upon us." Old Simeon hung on in his old age. He believed the promise and then held that child in his arms, and he comprehended it and proclaimed, "You are a light for revelation to the Gentiles." So tonight, here is a light for you. Here is a way for you. We all experience those things that would keep us from looking up. The loss of a spouse, of a child, of a marriage, the loss of health, of a job, even some the loss of a home, the loss of self-esteem. All of us experience a variety of depression. But does God leave us to live in our depression? When the Jewish cities were in rubble, and their homes were in rubble, and their farms were in rubble, and their temple was in rubble, and their lives were in rubble, into that situation, God said to his people, "Rise, shine forth, your light has already come. Lift up your chin, open your eyes, stand on your legs." Purpose of God's words are to get us moving, to get us going, to get us standing again. Awake. Tonight your light has come. The great preacher and writer Frederick Buechner tells us in one of his sermons about some useful advice that he once received from a young ship's officer aboard a British boat. It was night. The ship was in the middle of the ocean, and the officer had been peering into the darkness, looking for the lights of the other ships. He told Buechner that the way to see lights on the horizon is not to look straight at the horizon, but to look just above the horizon. He told Buechner, "You can see the lights better when you do not try to look at them directly." Buechner writes, "Since then, I have learned that it is also the way to see other things." And so it is for us. It's not easy to move out of the darkness when we don't know for sure what we will encounter. There's a certain comfort, as miserable as it might be, in staying at home, staying where we are in our life. Yet it is only in looking for the light, leaving home, that we'll ever find the light in its fullness. Did it ever occur to you that there's one thing in common for everyone in the Christmas story who gets it, whose life is radically transformed by the light coming into the world? The thing in common is that every one of them has left their home in order for that light, that gift, to be received. Herod doesn't get it. He stayed home. The innkeeper doesn't get it. He stayed home inside with his full house of guests. But Mary and Joseph stepped out into the night, traveled a long distance, and they received the light, the gift of Jesus. The shepherds were watching their flocks by night. They stepped out. They left their home and their flocks, and they received the light, the gift. The Magi left their home, followed the star, and they too received the light, the gift as well. In the darkness, there is a light that shines. And that light is the babe born in Bethlehem that we celebrate this night, breaking into our lives. Jesus tells us in John, "I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Whatever darkness you experience in your life right now, know that there is a light dawning, and that light is an infant born to be your Savior. So awake, lift up your head. The light has already come. Amen.